This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for September 18th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. At the recent World Meeting of Families in Ireland, one panel explored the importance of genealogy toward the sense of belonging that people need and how modern DNA testing has sparked more interest. Dr. Michael Egan of the Irish Family History Foundation noted that for many Irish, both those in the country and those of Irish descent, genealogy is like an obsession, and the new DNA ancestry testing has revolutionized people's ability to make kinship connections with their past roots. The panelists noted that kinship is vital to the scriptural understanding of belonging, of community, and of covenantal bonds. Listeners to this podcast undoubtedly know that J.R.R. Tolkien was the author of The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, and you probably also know that he was Catholic. Or perhaps you didn't know these seven facts about him in the linked article from mentalfloss.com. For example, did you know he had a flair for the dramatic, once dressing as an axe-wielding Anglo-Saxon warrior and chasing his neighbor down the street? Or that, to the day he died, he regretted the loss of his friendship with C.S. Lewis? See the rest of them in the article. A North Carolina man has taken a photo that some think is an alien spacecraft. Javion Hill said the large square object, fringed in lights, hovering over trees on the edge of the highway, is probably not alien in origin, but is likely some kind of secret military aircraft. But that hasn't stopped folks all over the internet from making claims of their own. Looking at the picture at the article, you tell me, what do you think? Dorothy may have stolen the ruby slippers from the witch that she dropped her house on in The Wizard of Oz, but a real-life wicked witch stole them back 13 years ago. Now the FBI says that it has got them back from them. Only 5 pairs of the sparkly shoes worn by Judy Garland in the movie were known to exist when this pair was stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan in 2005. But now the slippers have been recovered. No one's been arrested yet, but the FBI said it has identified the suspects and is confident they will make arrests soon. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. I'm Don Bettinelli.